Hasn't anyone told you?
I asked you to help him.
Yes, you did. Well, he's free, but he's not released.
Then I want you to use your privilege from the British consulate or whoever you work for and get him out the same way you got me out.
Look, you think you know what is going on here. The state owns 55% of the oil wealth, but the population doesn't see it. It gets sorted away into offshore bank accounts. That is Nigeria, symbolized by the River Niger, with its tributaries aptly resembling the open hand of corruption.
There was no word for corruption in any Nigerian language until the British came here. You have not got the right to talk about corruption.
Oh,
my brother used to tell me this, and it is not until now I know what it means. This country is less than 100 years old. Why would you expect Nigeria to be free of corruption, where for generations Britain has been stained by it?
You're forgetting, Sarah. This is my country.
Then love it. Stand up for it. And love it like Monday and all the others fighting for our country's freedom against those who are killing it by sucking it dry.
Mm. The campaign against the oil companies was never going to succeed. It was only a matter of time before the infighting opened the door that gave the military motive.
And for that you arrest the innocent?
Look, my sources tell me those arrested will be detained for a while until all the palaver quietens, the new pipeline is built, and the pumps start moving again. Sara Wewa will not be charged. He'll be released following international clamour. He will still be tainted, and the oil will flow again.
What about Monday?
Well, there is nothing I can do for him.
He's my brother. You must do something.
I cannot do anything. He is dead, Sarah.